The Traveling Chef, page 11.
What do you usually do when you travel? Visit museums? Take pictures of mountains and other beautiful scenery? Relax on a beach? Not Andrew Zimmern. His passion is to learn about new cultures by exploring their cuisine. On his travels, he spends his time eating local food and drinking local beverages with the people who live in the area. He will eat almost anything: jellyfish salad, fried caterpillars, pickled snakeheads, anything. He will eat whatever his hosts offer him. Some people are reluctant to try food that is different from what they're used to. Not Zimmern. Grasshopper pie? Why not? How about bacon and eggs ice cream? Sure, he'll try it. Andrew Zimmern is a chef, food writer, and host of an American television travel program. On his show, he teaches his audience that sharing food with people from other cultures is a great way to build relationships with them, even if they don't speak your language. He explains that there are rules about eating in different cultures that are important to know. For example, in some cultures, it is polite to make a noise while you are eating. In others, you should eat as quietly as possible. He also explains to his audience that in some cultures, you should eat everything your host offers you, even when you hate it, while in others, it is actually polite to leave food on your plate. Africa is one of Zimmern's favorite places to travel. On one of his recent trips, he went to Tanzania, the largest country in East Africa. He traveled to northern Tanzania, where the Maasai tribe lives. His guide was a tall, thin Maasai man dressed in a traditional red cloth. Zimmern and his guide didn't speak the same language, but they laughed together as Zimmern participated in the Maasai tradition of drinking fresh cow's blood mixed with milk. For the Maasai, cows are a valuable part of their lives, providing them with almost everything they need to survive. Maasai men believe that drinking the blood from cows gives them strength. When Zimmern visited Ethiopia, located in the Horn of Africa, he visited a butcher shop. There, he ate freshly killed raw camel meat, which local people eat on special occasions. Even without a common language, the men working in the shop had big smiles on their faces when they looked at Zimmern eating. He obviously loved the raw meat, which was dipped in lemon and spices. The smell of fresh roasted coffee fills the villages in Ethiopia. Ethiopian coffee is famous around the world, and Ethiopians are proud that the region called Kaffi is the birthplace of coffee. Drinking coffee is a significant part of the daily life of Ethiopians. In fact, every day when friends or family visit, they have coffee ceremonies that can last up to 3 hours. The ceremony starts with washing and roasting the beans, followed by serving the coffee in small cups without handles. The distinct smell fills the room as the guests talk and laugh. Zimmern drank 3 cups of coffee in a ceremony because it's not considered polite to drink only 1 or 2. He was pleased to take part in this traditional form of hospitality. Andrew Zimmern doesn't return home with pictures of buildings, waterfalls, or wildlife from his many trips. He comes home with souvenirs that are much more valuable to him. Memories and videos of his interactions with the people from the diverse places he visits. Of course, he also brings back food and recipes. Every time he prepares food that he learned about in his travels, he remembers the people and places where he first experienced the food. He gets great pleasure in sharing his knowledge, recipes, and stories with his readers and television audience.